Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having John Swansiger back on the show. John has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Manta. And you know who Manta is. They're that's a very important group out there helping small business owners put their best foot forward online and a lot of other services that they're offering, including some new research that he's here to join us today and talk to us about. John Swansiger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So what I want to do this segment, John, is talk about a little bit about what I know small business owners, how they feel about paying people, and a little bit of some of the elements of your research to let you put into play. You know, there's this discussion about whether small business owners, how they feel about minimum wage, and you've got research that we're going to talk about in subsequent segments here today. But one thing that I've learned is that small business owners pay their people as much as they can absolutely afford to pay, and most of the time, even when they could pay minimum wage, most of the time they pay more than minimum wage. And I think your research shows that, doesn't it?
It does. It does. What we saw is specifically 78% of small business owners said that they pay above or well above minimum wage, you know, just as you're saying. And the main reason they're doing this are to get, you know, more qualified candidate pool, keep retention up,
keep
employees
them,
happy. And that translates to bottom line results, because if you have happier employees that are getting, you know, what we're hearing from a small business owner is a living wage, a fair wage, it's going to reflect right on your bottom line, because the customers are going to be treated better.
I've been hiring people for 27 years in my small business. I've never hired anybody at minimum wage, and there have been times when I could have, with one exception. I'll tell you what that is. We and I feel like I'm very representative of a lot of small business owners that I know personally, and that I paid interns minimum wage, but John, I paid a minimum wage when I didn't have to pay them anything.
That's right.
And I've encouraged people, don't bring an intern in without paying them something, because you know, as you know, John, 20 years ago an intern was a new person who got coffee for everybody, right? Today they sit down at their computer and do work.
That's right.
Pay them. What do you think?
Yep. Well, no, I completely agree. One of, unfortunately, the unpaid interns 25 years ago. But yeah, we do the same thing in our business, and we see that in the market, where generally if you're bringing in or you're going to train a skilled employee, you're paying them over minimum wage. Or to your point, you're paying them as much as you can reasonably afford while running your business. That's what our data is showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so one thing, folks, when we get to the in the next segments, John's got some good research on how small business owners feel about the minimum wage and other issues. But the thing that happened to me, John, when I first pulled my audience, my online poll about minimum wage, I was surprised, as I think you were, to hear what they said. They said to me, minimum wage, basically what they said to me was, minimum wage is of no consequence to me. And I was surprised to hear that they were not concerned about it. They weren't agitated about it. They weren't, didn't make them mad or anything like that. But, and the reason was because minimum wage was already below what they were paying. That it didn't surprise me. The second thing didn't surprise me, but it surprised me that they were sort of ambivalent about minimum wage. What do you think?
I was shocked, to be honest. So much so that last time I was on, we talked a little bit about this, but we ran another poll, which I can go into in the next segment, just to be really specific on the questions to make sure that we weren't, getting some data that was different. We found the same thing that exactly what you're saying, that, hey, I'm generally not paying minimum wage. I don't operate my business to try to pay minimum wage. I want to do as much as I can and pay the employees as much as I can within reason because it's helping my business.
Right.
But then we got a little bit more specific for this segment in terms of, well, exactly how much? Is it 15? Is it 12? Is it 10?
Right.
And what effect is it going to have on your business, which was really interesting too.
Manta.com, right?
Manta.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And quick break right after these messages. More to come with our good friend, John Swansiger. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.